No, I think 10 of your last 14 hits have been extra base hits. You're driving the ball with power again. How good does that feel?
Yeah, it feels good. Guys around me have been taking really good at-bats, putting me in a position, you know, where pitchers have to come into the zone. And, you know, I'm just trying to be consistent, take advantage of it.
I would say all year long, this lineup can have a lot of length to it, like a lot of options. How much pride do you take in that, you know, the bottom, the top, everybody's hitting the ball right now?
Yeah, it's definitely cool to see, cool to play, play behind every night. Just, you know, anyone could beat you. It makes the game a lot more interesting, a lot more competitive at all times. So it's a really nice thing to have.
Dylan, you're a very versatile hitter. You've seen the Cardinals use yourself in pretty much any role besides the plate, obviously. There's been times where you've been maybe needed to pull off the power this year. It seems like you're tapping into it a lot more. How have you implemented a power approach in your game more consistently?
Yeah, I just think, honestly, swinging up good pitches to hit and, you know, kind of taking what the game's given me at the end of the day. Not trying to do too much and just being in a consistent position to go out there and succeed.
There's a little bit of irony, right, in finding the consistency when you are a bat that can be placed really anywhere in the lineup on different sides of the plate.
Right, no doubt, yeah. I'm pretty sure I've hit every single spot in the lineup this year already. So, I mean, I've done it before, too, in the past. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, just something to I don't know. I don't know how to say it other than, you know, it's kind of just knowing the game and knowing the situations and having to be able to understand where you're at that night.
Do you have a different mindset in different spots in the order?
A little bit. I mean, I just think there's certain situations that maybe happen, you know, like hitting second today in front of Goldie and Nolan, you know, you may see some pitches later in counts that maybe you don't see in other spots. So just, you know, different things taken into account at all the different situations in the game, no matter where you're at, and, you know, trying to understand what's going on around you.
Pretty good luxury hitting in front of those two.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, finding ways to get on up in that the upper part. You know, what those guys can do every night, it's fun to watch.
At this very moment, are you as close as you think that you'd be to exactly the kind of hitter you want to be? I know you're always looking at
No, players, no, I don't think I've really, you know, gotten to a point yet where I really think, you know, my game could get to or should be. You know, I have a lot to work on and a lot to do on both sides of the plate still. But right now, just trying to be consistent and do as much damage as possible every time I go up there.
Well, is there an extra level of challenge in maintaining that ball after having to slide over to center to cover while Harry's out?
You know, I've played a decent amount of center in my career. You know, it's different for sure. Since being up here, I've played a lot of right, obviously. But ultimately, I just think, kind of as we were alluding to with the lineup, just go out there and play at the end of the day, wherever you're at, honestly. That's kind of the mindset. Just go out there and be a ball player.
The double that you drove to right, did you notice how shallow Garcia was and how good does it feel to hit a ball over a guy's head?
Yeah, I didn't notice till I hit it. So, yeah, I was happy to see for sure. But, yeah, no, they obviously were being a little aggressive in that situation, and luckily for me, I got a pitch I could handle and was able to do something with it that way.
Dylan, when you get that kind of carry on a ball in the air, what does that say about where your swing is?
Right, yeah, it's a good sign, definitely. Being able to drive the ball to any part of the field is where you always want to be in this game. I'm a hitter that takes pride in using the whole field, so for me especially, being able to drive balls all over the field is going to be a big part of my game.
Getting batsmen on the ball?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that certainly helps. You know, obviously, bigger ballpark here, you really got to get into some balls. You know, you may lose some that you get other places, but ultimately, just hitting the ball as hard as you can every time is going to be your best friend.
What was the view like from center field when Helsley goes out and throws 15 pitches, 11 strikes, 3 strikeouts?
It's awesome. He's he's was real aggressive and did a great job tonight. Really closed the door for us and was real impressive again.
You think he should be in that All-Star game? I mean,
oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been pretty neat to watch and see him doing what he's doing.